From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. One key theme of Mark Zuckerberg's testimony in front of Congress this week, how Facebook should be regulated going forward in light of revelations that user information was harvested without permission by the data firm Cambridge Analytica. Given Facebook's global reach, this isn't just an American issue. Foreign firms are also grappling with how to limit these kinds of privacy breaches. One of those leaders is Marguerite Vestager, the European Union's Commissioner for Competition. She spoke with Marketplace's David Brancaccio.
You are further along the curve in thinking about public policy and the big tech companies. In what ways do you hope Washington learns from Europe?
Well, of course, it's for you and the U.S. to figure out what you want to do. What we have been thinking over the last couple of years is that we need some citizen-centered rights because we see that people feel that they're out of control, that they don't know what is happening, that they feel powerless. And what we want to do is, of course, to make sure that they know that someone is looking after them when big companies might misuse their position, but also to give them rights that are enforceable. You tick boxes because there's 100 pages of terms and conditions. You need to know what you're signing up to, and this we would like to give citizens in Europe.
I mean, your job is a promoter of competition, what we Americans call antitrust. Why is protecting, for instance, privacy your issue at all?
Well, you know, it comes together as a whole because we find that competition law enforcement, as I do, regulation, it has to go hand in hand. Competition law enforcement cannot do the full trick, but neither can regulation, because you need a competitive, dynamic marketplace. You need the innovation that is driven by competition. And this is why we take such an interest in privacy, also because it shouldn't be a competitive edge for you that you completely disregard the need of each and every one of us to have privacy.
You must have liked the bit from the Facebook CEO testimony in the Senate earlier this week when he was asked if the Europeans got it right. He said he thought the Europeans got some of it right. There you go, Commissioner.
Well, I think that it's a sign of that we really have a global business community that they say, well, now we have to adjust the way we do privacy in Europe, and we will then just make it global because that makes it easy for each and every one of us, and we set a global standard. And this is a different standard, and it gives us and individuals better rights, like the right to be forgotten, the right to take our data and go to another service supplier. And it gives the obligation of businesses only to take the data that they need in order to provide the services and not everything else around it, the name of your dog and your mother's maiden name and what have we. And that, I think, is important that we also agree on something that makes sense on a global scale and simplifies for business what they have to deal with.
I don't know if you've noticed this. I found it so interesting. Some state attorneys general, the top law enforcement official in some U.S. states, have acknowledged that they've looked at what you have done, what Europe has done, and thought about ways that they could craft something in that image in their state.
Well, that is of course, the most amazing compliment that you can give, and we take it to heart that people are following the work that we do and take inspiration from it to figure out what they want to do themselves. When they take the responsibility for citizens in their state and their possibilities. You know, in Europe, we have no ban of success. If customers like your products, you can grow and grow and grow. What we don't like, if you grow so big, also in your own head, that you think that you can misuse this dominant position to deny others the chance to do the same as what you have been doing yourself. This is the recipe of the Google case that we have decided on. We have two more Google cases to come.
There was an important issue that came up among many in the U.S. Senate this week when the Facebook CEO was on hand. It was the idea that regulation actually favors the bigger dominant companies. If you would listen to this extract of Mark Zuckerberg talking with Senator Dan Sullivan.
I agree with the point that when you're thinking through regulation across all industries, you need to be careful that it doesn't cement in the current companies that are winning.
But would you try to do that? Isn't that the normal inclination of a company to say, hey, I'm going to hire the best guys in town and I'm going to cement in an advantage? You wouldn't do that if we were regulating you?
Senator, that certainly wouldn't be our approach. But I think part of the challenge with regulation in general is that when you add more rules that companies need to follow, that's something that a larger company like ours inherently just has the resources to go do, and that might just be harder for a smaller company getting started to be able to comply with.
More regulation, a greater burden for the smaller upstarts. What are your thoughts, Commissioner?
Well, you know, I'm not in any way in a position to second guess the motives of Facebook, but we're trying to be very careful with this very fundamental point that regulation should also be doable for smaller businesses. Because if you put too much of a regulatory burden on a small business, they will never, ever be able to compete with the bigger guys. So that, of course, is a concern when you draft a proposal, when you discuss it with the legislator, how should this work in the real world? But the thing is that if you don't regulate and sort of frame the market, then competition will never take place. Because then you have just the laws of the jungle and not the laws of democracy that allows competition to thrive and for the smaller one actually to have a fair chance of presenting their services and products to consumers.
This point that I'm about to raise, Apple CEO Tim Cook once suggested it when he was president. Barack Obama suggested it. They say your aggressive approach to this regulation is meant to rein in U.S. tech companies so European companies can get an advantage. Is that what you're up to?
You know, everything I do will have to stand up in court. And no court will hear anything about your gut feeling, your politics, protectionism. They just want the fact of the case, how you enforce competition law. So, you know, we have the courts to keep us prudent and honest. And even if we didn't have that, it wouldn't serve European consumers if they couldn't take the offers, buy services from U.S. companies. One of the reasons why U.S. companies are so successful in Europe is that we like you.
That Europeans like U.S. tech companies.
Oh, yes, indeed. You know, if I ask my daughters, why do you Google all the time? They say, oh, but it's because it works. This is how we find things. And I think that is absolutely the very common approach. It works. And you know, I'm so old, I can remember what it was, trying to find something before you could Google it. You gave up half the way through whatever long address you had to type in because you would make so many errors. So, you know, the innovative capacity, the services produced and offered, the only thing that Europeans don't like is if the small guy do not have a chance. Because the bigger guy is misusing his powers.
Margrethe Vestager is the EU's Competition Commissioner. Commissioner, thank you for this.
It was a pleasure.